This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We'll be coming from Amos chapter 1, verse 6, and it reads this way: Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountains of Samaria, which are named chief among the named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for this message you have prepared for us. And we ask right now that we decrease and you increase. Lord God, my prayer always is that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. Bless your word now as it goes forth. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like to use as a title this morning, Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Do you have a burden for something? I want you to think about that in your life. Do you have a burden for something? Something that is burning in your heart that you know that you just have to do, but then you find yourself not doing it. This is where the Lord leads us to today in the book of Amos. This is a short book. I recommend you read it. You really need to read this entire chapter of verse 6 to get the full understanding here. But as we look at the book of Amos, Amos means burden bearer. So Amos was gone to tell the children of Israel about some pending judgment that the Lord was going to bring. You see, what has happened is that the people of Zion had become at ease. In other words, they were comfortable in what they have accomplished instead of what God has blessed them with. They basically took it all and say, look what we've done. And they sat in a comfortable place and forgot the burden that they once had. I want you to think about in your life about something that you used to do for the Lord and now you're not doing it. You might ask yourself, why are you not doing it? Well, this is really a human trait. It happens to us. If we get comfortable at something, we will not want to ever experience anything greater. We are set in our ways and, hey, nobody's bothering me. I'm not bothering anybody. It's okay. And this is what we see happen to the children of Israel. As you read this, it says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. What had happened is that their description of their pride, their security, and their sensuality for which God was going to deal with them on. They had pride. They had security. It was a fortified city. It was a holy city. And they thought that all of that was going to protect them for what Christ had told them to do. And this is what happens to us when we get comfortable. And I love it. It says those that are at ease in Zion. So it's talking about those that are in the place, in the house, in the vicinity. And they have went to sleep on the things that Christ had told them to do. Think about yourself. Have you ever sat down on the couch and just as soon as you sit there, you relax and you're at ease? What happens? Pretty soon, you're falling to sleep. And this is what God is trying to warn them as when He says, woe. Whenever the Bible says, woe, you need to, your ears should perk up and you should listen. He is about to give us some information. And He says, woe to them that are at ease.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.